and welcome back to A Cup of English. Today is Wednesday, the 17th of June, 2009, and the title of this podcast is Herbs and Spices. My name is Anna, I'm English, I live in the northwest of the United States, and Monday, Wednesday and Friday, I'll be bringing you some English to wake up your language learning skills. Herbs and Spices in the Kitchen. Tour of Homes, Part 6. Beginners. Welcome back to the Tour of Homes. We are still in the kitchen, but today, instead of going over vocabulary related to furniture and appliances, let's get on with some cooking. Now, what is cooking without herbs and spices? They make our food so interesting. I have a variety in my kitchen cabinet, all in one place. Often people will have a spice drawer. It's a way to organize all of the spices so you can find what you are looking for immediately. Some of the dishes I cook are fairly simple and don't require herbs or spices, but the most interesting ones always need a few. My Spanish mother cooks a traditional tomato sauce, which you may have read about. As far as herbs and spices, it has oregano, parsley, pimiento, and chili powder. If you look further back on the blog page, you will find a podcast all about it. Another dish that we eat often is a chicken and rice dish. I actually don't have a name for it, but if you listen more, you can learn the ingredients and try it for yourself. Advanced. The ingredients you will need are 2 cups of rice, 3 cups of water, 1/2 pound of lean chicken breast, 1.5 cubes of chicken stock, 1 medium onion, 3 tablespoons of oil, salt, pepper, turmeric, and chili powder to taste. You start by peeling and chopping the onion into very small pieces, as small as possible. Cook on low heat in the oil, stirring occasionally, and cover with a saucepan lid. Do not allow to brown. On the chopping board, remove any skin from the chicken and chop into very small pieces, slightly larger than the onion pieces. Optionally, you can cut into short slices. Stir-fry with the onion until there is a slight browning. Add the dry rice and stir. Add water and chicken stock. Add salt, pepper, turmeric and chili powder, reserving some turmeric and chili powder for the top. Stir thoroughly and let simmer with lid on top until rice is cooked. Do not stir while it is cooking. Every few minutes, check the water level, making sure that the frying pan does not lack water. Top up with water until the rice is cooked. When cooked, sprinkle with more turmeric. Serve while hot or chilled. This is the kind of dish that can be served as a side dish, with a salad, or even a main dish. If you can think of a good name for it, let me know. Well, that's all for today. I hope you found this useful. Please feel free to check out the text and the grammar notes from acupofenglish.libsyn.com or check out through iTunes. Click on the small I in the description column and you can easily download and check the new vocabulary and the text. Until Friday, thanks so much for listening. Bye-bye.